Well, if you're someone around the Hunter Valley who has got a garage or perhaps even a room full of vinyl, there is hope for you. And that hope is in the form of Jeff Quattromani. How are you this morning, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. How do we play all of our vinyl that we collected back in the 60s, 70s and probably 80s as well, mate?
Look, if you've still got it, hang on to it. And if you do want to get back into listening to those vinyls, electronics retailers are selling them all over again. So you can either buy new vinyl or you can buy new turntables, and they're all coming with new features as well.
Is that because you enjoy the sound of the vinyl? Are you one of those people, Jeff?
Look, I'm not going to be one of those people that says it sounds warmer. I can just hear the vocals a little clearer. Mm. I think it's just cool to listen to vinyl. I think just watching music turn is fascinating compared to just consuming digital everything else.
There's also the tactile part of actually putting the needle down on the record player and trying not to scratch it while you're doing it.
Absolutely. And look, I only just recently got into it myself. I bought a turntable. I've bought some vinyl. And I find the difference is that I actually sit down to listen to music when it's on vinyl. When I'm listening to digital streaming and things like that, it's when I'm on the go and when I'm running around. But I will sit down and listen to music with vinyl.
You definitely can't jog while you're listening to vinyl.
It's a bit difficult to do, absolutely.
So who's got the products and what are they made for us?
So I've been looking at one from Sony, and the reason I enjoyed this one was because it's a turntable with Bluetooth on board as well. So if you've got a Bluetooth speaker that you already use and enjoy, it will wirelessly connect to that. But I actually use it with a pair of Bluetooth headphones. So I could be sitting at my desk doing some work with my headphones on while actually listening to a vinyl that's turning, you know, 2 meters away from where I'm sitting.
That sounds very impressive. So that basically means you've got yourself the old technology connected to the new technology so that you can listen to it however you want.
Absolutely, and that's got to be the best way to integrate vinyl back into your life. Isn't going out and buying a record player from the 60s and trying to get it working again. Get these new products that fit into your world, because there's even a device from Sonos called the Kinect, which you can get to connect to any vinyl player or any turntable, and that will then integrate with your Sonos speakers. So if you've already got some wireless speakers in the home, just have that vinyl playing from any room in the house. And I absolutely enjoy that when we're having a barbecue. I can put some Miles Davis on or something like that and then crank it through every room we have.
You can have your Beethoven going throughout the house throughout the entire evening and relaxing everybody.
To be honest, I meant to say Frank Sinatra, but Miles Davis just came to my mind first.
That's right. I imagine if anyone has a collection of records, they're going to be from that era, though, aren't they? It's not necessarily, you know, the more contemporary artists. It's going to be our Beatles White Album, for example.
Yeah, look, personally, I think it's the best way to do it. But I know that most new albums today, most new releases also come on vinyl too. And if you walked into an electronics retailer, you'll see stacks of vinyl with new albums, whether it's, you know, Justin Bieber or somebody else, that you can get on vinyl if you really want to.
I find it fascinating that somebody had worked out this technology for what I would have thought was something that was going to be superseded. You know, when we started seeing when CDs came out and then obviously now digital, you thought, well, that's going to be the end of records, but now people are making allowances to be able to include it.
Yeah, look, we thought the same about books as well when the e-book readers came out.
Yeah.
We thought book sales would plummet. With smartwatches, we thought that analog watches would no longer be sold, but it just doesn't seem to be the case. People do stay attached to physical copies of things, and there is a different feeling to it as well, in the same way as picking up a real book is different to an e-book.
Absolutely. All right, we'll keep up to date with everything old and new again here when we talk technology each week with the Guru. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.